Let's talk about mental health. More recently, the stigma behind mental health has slowly been lifting, but for one in five Australians, the problem is very, very real. Yesterday, Health Minister Greg Hunt announced that the mental health will be prioritised in the government as one of the four key pillars to the health system. On the line, we have Professor Elan Katz, an expert in social policy research from UNSW, to see what all this might mean. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, how much hope does Greg Hunt's announcement give you for the mental health sector in terms of sort of funding, resources and awareness?
Well, look, it's a great announcement, I think, because mental health, I think most people realise, has been underfunded for many years as part of the health system and has been downgraded. And I think the idea now that mental health will become one of the four pillars of the system is really good news, both for patients, their families, and for the system as a whole. So I'm really looking forward to the future developments and how this is actually going to pan out.
Mm. Why has it been underfunded and sort of hasn't been in the awareness as far as sort of policies being concerned in previous years?
Well, I think it goes back to what you were saying before. There's a significant stigma for mental health. And I think a lot of people haven't really thought of mental health as an illness in the same way as cancer or diabetes or other illnesses. But actually, mental health, around 20% of the burden of disease is from mental health issues. So a high proportion of the population do suffer from mental health problems. And it can be as debilitating as many physical diseases and chronic physical diseases. So although people have tended to hide mental health and it's been a low priority in the medical profession as well, I think that's changing slowly and mental health is becoming more prominent now. So that's good news.
So currently, what is the climate like in the mental health sector?
Well, I think they're still struggling. I think more and more people coming forward. So there's a lot of significant challenges for the mental health sector. It's still very significantly underfunded. And there's also issues around training the workforce. So, it's got a lot of challenges to face. But obviously, there have been quite a few developments over the past few years. And hopefully, it'll develop even further in the next few years, following Greg Hunt's announcement.
Mm. And what's needed to get the mental health sector running to its full potential and doing its best for, as you're sort of saying, 20% of the population?
Well, I think one of the problems is that a lot of the funding and the focus has been on hospital services and acute services. And the recommendations from a number of different research projects and panels is that funding should really go into community-based mental health services. So one of the issues is for patients is actually accessing services which are close to them, particularly people living in rural areas. So it's very important that services move from being hospital-based to more community-based. Mm-hmm. And then the other issue is, again, the stigma attached to people seeking help for mental health problems. And that's not only an issue for individuals who feel ashamed or worried about it, but also for families and also significantly for employers. People are reluctant to seek help often because they think it's going to affect their careers or their jobs. And so there's a lot of work to be done around employing people with mental health problems.
Mm. Why do you think it's taken so long for the government to actually recognise mental health as the issue that it is, and such a significant issue at that?
That's a good question. As I say, I think that the mental health lobby has been relatively less effective. There are other, in comparison with other diseases, particularly things like cancer, diabetes, etc., mental health hasn't been so powerful. So I think there's also the issue of drug companies and, the financial benefits for them from mental health drugs as opposed to other medications that they're developing. So there's a range of issues why mental health has been less prominent. than other illnesses. But as I say, because there's so much more recognition now that a very high proportion of the population do suffer from mental health or are affected by it by being members of the family of somebody with mental health problems, that is slowly changing. I think it's a generational issue mm-hmm. as well. I think younger people are much less ashamed. They've got role models, sports people and people in the media with yeah. mental health problems.
Do you think that's now, helping
whereas
people?
Whereas a generation ago, that never happened.
Yeah. Do you think that's helping people who are in the public eye coming out and you know, informing people of their troubles, be it with mental health?
Yeah, I think that's a very important issue. I think that, and also organizations like Headspace who are, and Beyond Blue, who are publicizing the issue of mental health and the stigma attached to it, and you know, indicating that there shouldn't be a stigma. There's a lot of work also in schools now around this kind of issue, so it's become much less of a challenge for people to come forward and admit that they've got a mental health problem. Mm. But I don't want to downplay it. As I say, it still is an issue, particularly in work and in some family situations. So it's not easy for people to come forward even now. So hopefully in 5 years' time, when all these, the new services come on board, it will be a lot easier for people.
Mm. And just to finish up, Professor, you seem pretty sort of positive and upbeat about the announcement. You don't think it's just a bunch of sort of political talk?
I'm positive about the announcement, partly because it brings the issue into the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
I think the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. So we want to actually see new funding and new services on the ground and changes in the way services are delivered. When that happens, I'll be a lot happier.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Professor, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Okay, thank you.